There they are, in all their glory, completely nude, with their hands clasped behind their back, just like I ordered. Stay still, pet. I whisper in their ear as I walk around them, running my hands along their body as I inspect them. I walk over to a side table, teasingly running my hands over different toys, waiting their reactions out of the corner of my eye. I pause for a moment on a paddle, watching their eyes light up, before I keep moving, tracing a flogger, which makes them shudder, almost imperceptibly. Oh, how I love watching their reactions. I think I would have more fun if they didn't know what was coming next. I walk over to the closet, pulling out a scarf, walking over to them. I run the scarf between my fingers, feeling the fabric as I tease them by running it over their sensitive skin, waiting as they shiver and the goosebumps start to rise. I tie the scarf around their eyes, blocking their vision as I give them a peck on their cheek. Hearing their breath catch as I pull away, causing me to laugh with amusement. I walk back over to the table, a smirk on my lips, as I pick up the handcuffs, just making sure they can't move their arms from behind their back. I saunter back over to them, knowing full well they can't see the show I'm putting on, only making me want to exaggerate my movements even more. They flinch at the feel of my nails tracing along their side, the soft fabric of the cuffs, and the rusting of chains only hinting at my plans as they feel the soft fabric of the cuffs wrapping around their wrist. Their breath hitches as I click the cuffs closed. I walk back over to the table, pick up some nipple clamps with a small excited giggle. I move over to them, running my hands over their chest, watching them shiver as I start to play with their nipples. As I place the clamps on their nipples, I hear the most delightful whimper from their mouth, only serving to spur me to tease them more. Back at the table, I'm overwhelmed by the options as I look for the next toy to tease them with. I could start with some impact or spanking play. But no. I think I want something different for now. My eyes linger on the bowl of ice as an idea crosses my mind. I pick up the paddle and practically skip back over. I bend them over slightly, moving their arms up so I have a clear shot. I run my hand over the sensitive skin of their backside, warming it up, giving away my game as I hear their breath get heavier. I rise my paddle, giving their ass a few teasing pats. I hear them whimper, as for more, and I think about stopping, but the silent pleading is just too cute to ignore. The sharp intake of breath I hear as the paddle connects is intoxicating as I soothe their reddening flesh with the paddle before, giving them another and repeating the soothing process. Each spank is accompanied by the more delicious moan from them that makes it hard to stop. But it's time to start the next part of my plan. I walk back over to the table, hearing them whimper at the lost contact. I pick up the now partially melted bowl of ice. I turn back to them, seeing them still in the same position they were in when I left them. I move close to them, bending down to whisper in their ear. Such an obedient pet. I smile at their whimper, at hearing my voice as I dip my finger into the ice water before having them over their back, letting the cool liquid drip off my fingers and drop onto their heated flesh. I see them shiver and their knees buckle slightly as I hear them exhale sharply. I grab a piece of ice and hold it in my hand as I run it along their freshly reddened ass as I whisper, "Shush, pet. Let me soothe this heat." I take my time, moving the ice teasingly slowly to let their skin get used to the change of the temperature. As I move to the table, I straighten them and place a piece of ice into their mouth to give them some water, because I have a feeling they might have neglected to hydrate. I sigh. As I run my fingers along the remaining toys, but none of them fit my mood at the moment. So I glance over my shoulder at them, their arousal clearly visible, and I smirk, deciding to leave it to a roll of the dice. If I will end the session here, or give them some relief. I walk to my dice grabbing a six-sided dice and rolling it in my hand as I roll it on the table. When it stops, I smirk as I walk over to them and remove the cuffs and nipple clamps, setting them on the table as I untie the scarf, covering their eyes. I say, "That's all the play for today, Bet. Calm down and get dressed. I will see you later." And with that, I leave the room with them needy behind me, my heels clicking against the floor.